I'm going to talk about these flat formulations. You already heard some from Roger. And today we are talking about the optimization of some semi-chemical RPM tools that we have that where we use splat. Most of the old formulations that have been developed so far regarding mating disruption, they think that you need to create an atmospheric saturation, saturate the environment with pheromone in order to avoid males finding females. And when you think about formulations creating that camouflage effect, you have to have a lot of pheromone in the field to get to a control position. So the semi-chemical formulations that are in the market, as we came in, there are basically the sprayable formulations that are in this side here, that where you have low longevity, and you can spray them using normal agricultural equipment. And then you have the hand applied formulations that last a long time in the field. They cost much more, they use much more pheromone, and they are hand applied. So we are thinking about, you know, how can we come up with a formulation that would fit this whole gradient of formulations. So one of the things that we started figuring out is that camouflage seems to be only one of the mechanisms of mating disruption. You have other things. You have information imbalance, competitive attraction, adaptation, habituation, and if you have an insecticide there, you have an attract and kill. So, and these mechanisms can work individually or together, sequentially. Different formulations have different sequential that they treat the insect responds differently to the formulation at it it ages in the field. One thing that happened in 2006 was that Miller and from Michigan, Jim Miller, they started seeing that competitive attraction seems to be the main mechanism of mating disruption, and the other ones are they explain less of the what is going on in the field. What is competitive attraction? You have a few females releasing this yellow pheromone in the field, and the females are blue. And you come in and you put your formulation there, what happens is that your formulation releases plumes also. Now, if you see this, you have a male, a female, the natural plume in yellow, the synthetic plume in purple. I chose purple because my daughter likes purple. And you have competitive attraction. I thought that moths also like purple, so that's why. So it's a much more attractive plume. And you have competitive attraction. You have these plumes that are much more predominant in the field than the females, and that's what you get. If that's true, then you have an interaction between the number of females that you have out there and the number of dispensers that you should put in the field, depending on the population. You should be able to respond to population densities. Problem with things that you hand apply is that you have a certain number of dispensers and you cannot change the AI. Like, for example, if you have to put a certain amount of pheromone in the field, you cannot change the number of dispensers without changing the AI. So what you have high populations, low you want low longevity, you don't need high longevity, and vice versa. So you're in a dead end, no U-turn situation. So with splat, that's the light, that's the future. You have UV protection, you have a biodegradable matrix, you can target several species, you can divide this in many, like 1 kilo, you can divide in multiple dollop sizes, and all of them are going to create a monolithic reservoir that lasts much longer than other formulations. Now, and it's flowable. So what happens with splat? You divide that in many different point sources. So if you have very high populations, you use small point sources, 1 kilo per acre. If you have low populations, you use the same 1 kilo, but in larger point sources. And this one is going to last less in the field than this one, but it is going to protect under higher population densities. Now, what happens here is that you have a, when you have competitive attraction, you have this flat dollar density, the female density, but you have another thing. Formulation ages with time. So what happens here is that you have, for example, you have a situation where you have a number of females per acre or hectare, and a number of dollars per hectare using always the same dose. What do you have? You have, if you have 100 females and 10 point sources, you might control these 100 females. If you have 10 million females in the field per acre, you might control them with 1 million point sources, but you might not be able to control that with 10. So control fails in red, control is effective in green. And this is at day 0 or day 30. What happens with time is that you start losing control because the formulation expands the pheromone that it has. And that way you go to, you know, the maximum duration. And so that relation exists. Time, number of dollops in the field. And so now with splat, you can occupy this whole niche by changing the size of the dollop. So based on that, we have three methods of application with three examples. The splat using a manual gun for carambola fruit fly using the splat mat ME. Ground using tractor oriental fruit moth, and aerial using a helicopter for light brown apple moth. There are many ways to apply splat. We are using this gun here, it's a meter gun. It was the carambola fruit fly is an invasive species in South America and Brazil, and we used 3 gram points, 300 grams per hectare, and with 20% of it reinforcing the border. We applied that once, and we checked that against the normal treatment, which is malathion blocks treated every 20 days. 20 blocks per hectare, installed every 21 days. And we monitored males using Jackson traps and McPhail traps with protein baits for females. Carambola fruit fly, the larva, these are the blocks, and this is splat. One application of splat here, in red you see the control population, the population in the control, the check, and in blue you see the population in the field where we apply splat. You can see that splat lasted from the 10th to the 2, if this is February now. And same thing when you check the females. The females also were reduced with that, with a single application of splat. So the population of females was reduced. We did on other reps and found the same parameters. The females and males are reduced tremendously with a single application splat, and that goes for 1, 2, 3, 4 months in a row. So our conclusions was that splat protected for 90 days, suppresses not only males with methoeugenol, but also the females somehow, and protects better than 4 applications of malathion and wood blocks. Manual applications is the way that we apply splat in the field, and we have that for many other pests and have shown that to work. Mechanization, so ground application, you can use tractors, trucks, ATV, you name it, you can add the sprayer there. This is a tractor, that a device that was developed at Michigan State University by Jim Miller's group, Miller and Gutt. And it produces like a splat dollop like this. The arm goes over the trees and deploys splat. This is a much smaller dollop than we would have with a manual application. But look at this, one application here, this is the control, and this is the field where splat was applied. There is a flat line here, the population is dead, and in the control you have a population varying tremendously. What you see here is that a single application on April 24th protects till September, till harvest. And what happens is that there was no mating, all the virgin females that were, the tethered virgin females that were put in the field, none of them mated. And This term of high performance disruption was coined by Michigan State University with this 5-month protection. So with a tractor, it protects for a long time, and we have a very, very good product. And this also works for great barrier moth and codling moth and other pests. Area application is flat. So LBAM is a moth that's invading the Bay Area in California. Is under eradication by USDA and CDFA, and is native in New Zealand, where we did some tests. Actually, we didn't do the test, but Cyan and Hard Research did the test together with a bunch of other people, and using helicopters to apply this. There are several formulations. Twist ties was the positive control. They are applied manually. Everything else, disrupt, check, make, mate, no mate, and splat where they apply by a helicopter. And then in a field trial that looked like this, this is set up for helicopters. This is a keg of beer. I had to drink this whole thing before putting that in the field. And we are able to get this applied in the field. That's splat coming out. That's the helicopter. These are the traps. And what we see is that at week one, you know, everybody was working in the field. All the formulations were working in the field. At week 10, there are a few formulations that were working in the field. Splat was one of them, and the twist ties were the other. When you look at the suppression of the moth in the field, you can see that formulation D, the splat formulation, was extremely active as the ropes. I'm finishing here. You can see the same thing looking at the data. In time over density, and the conclusion is that aerial application is possible. It would work for LBAM. So splat definitely takes over this whole niche, and there are many ways to apply splat, and we invite you to try it. Bring splat to your home.